Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Harshman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Harshman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, George Strickland. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rivera moves to third. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby, who is chasing the ball. Strickland reaches third base with a triple. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is hit by the pitch. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Strickland scores. Woodling moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler strikes out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harshman for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a pop-up towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby takes first base on ball 4. Wirtz moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Strickland hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman is 0-for-1 in the game. Harshman hits a pop-up towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Rivera hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rivera scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Woodling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby, who is chasing the ball. Smith reaches third base with a triple. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatfield is hit by the pitch. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman is 0 for 2 in the game. Harshman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards first. Philly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rivera moves to third. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Dobie hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 3 in the game. Philly strikes out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila pinch hits for early win. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Strickland moves to second. Dixie Howell now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Garcia now pitching. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Hatfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 4 for 4 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Dropo now playing first base. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Busby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Busby reaches second base with a double. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Busby scores. It's 6-4, White Sox. Preston Ward pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie. Ward reaches second base with a double. Carrasquel moves to third. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for Mike Garcia. Maury Martin now pitching. Sam Mealy pinch hits for Dale Mitchell. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Averill now catching. Ray Narlski now pitching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Narlski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and two walks. Strickland hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Consuegra now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Woodling moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen hits a line drive into right field. Rivera picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rivera. Woodling scores. Smith moves to third. Rosen moves to second. It's 6-5, White Sox. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz is walked intentionally. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Smith scores. Rosen moves to third. 2 outs. It's White Sox, 6, Indians, 6. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carrasquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosen scores. Busby moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.